Welcome to Dive Deep. We're going to continue in our conversation and discussion through our series, Love God, Love People. Our goal in this podcast is to deepen your relationship with God and equip you to live out your faith in ways that change the community around you. Joining me today is Pastor Brandon. Welcome, PB.
Thank you, Caleb. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you, man. Awesome message. Really enjoyed that yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate your encouragement.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, and as I looked at that assessment, I was talking with some folks after service, and I said, it's so not fair that you only give us a yes-no, because I feel like there were so many that if I answered honestly, I'd be like, well, I need an 80% answer here.
Yeah, like 3 out of 4 times I do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But do I think that way and react like that every time?
Yep.
I don't know. But the goal of this assessment, Caleb, wasn't to get 100%. It was basically just to assess you in each of these areas to start to get you thinking, if I checked yes, what would have to change in my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of your salvation here, just the matter of, do I really know God?
Right.
You know, scripture says my actions need to reflect my knowledge. I just need to assess myself here and just take a step back. How am I doing this? How am I loving my neighbors? How am I doing making sure I'm focused on the kingdom of God versus storing up things here on earth?
Right. And I think as Christ followers and really just as people, we get so focused in the moment and the present and just going and doing the next thing that a lot of times we don't slow down enough to actually do that assessment like you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just curious, as you went through the assessment, which one was the hardest for you? And then also, based on the feedback that you got, what were other people saying was the hardest for them?
Yeah.
So first for you.
For me, it was kind of a tie when I was going through this. Do I do all I can to please God and receive his approval? Like everything I do I think more of pleasing God or pleasing people? For instance, the sermon, writing it, content, am I writing it to please the people? Like I said yesterday, to maybe tickle their ears? Or am I doing it to please God? Because it's really easy with so many people listening to my message. How can I please them, keep them tuned in? And, you know, that's part of it, I think. But when you compromise the gospel to please people, that's a big issue. But pleasing God over people is really difficult to do every time. And then also knowing your place and living not in the world. You know, here in America, we like our stuff.
We do. We do. That was my biggest
So much so, struggle. In fact, we put locks on it.
Yeah.
And we show ownership. This is mine. Nobody's coming in and taking it. And there's a safety thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's also, you can't take it with you.
Right.
And so we put so much stock in this and in this, and I can live better if I have this. Those two were the most difficult for me. And when I hear feedback from other people, it was that pleasing God and pleasing others conundrum that can happen.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And I think do I love the kingdom of God more than I love this world? That is the hardest one, I think, for myself. It's because it's such a, there's so much gray in between, I think, the perfect no and the perfect yes, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to deal with the things that are in the world. But at the same time, we can't let them draw our affections. We use them like a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're resources to spend in the pursuit of God.
And that's why I said it's not wealth in itself that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we manage our wealth.
Yeah.
That reveals who we are in our heart and who we're more attached to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard that argument from a lot of people that if we're Christians, we shouldn't have any wealth. But I, like you explained yesterday, I really don't see that in Scripture. It becomes more a matter of the heart, and you hit it nail on the head yesterday. It's about what we do with it. It's not how much we have.
Right. It's how you manage it. And Jesus was very clear, because a lot of people, the example I used was Jesus and the rich man.
Right.
And say, well, he couldn't sell everything, so you need to sell everything to follow Jesus. No, I think that's taken a little bit out of context. Jesus asked him to do that basically after the dude was prodding Jesus to find some fault in him.
Right.
If you notice, Jesus didn't mention that in what you must do. He didn't say sell everything.
You're right.
As a part of the original answer. But what did the guy do? He pushed. Well, I'm good with everything, so I must be good to go. But is there anything in me? You know, just, well, if you want to be perfect, fine, go sell yourself and follow me.
Right,
and
because that must have been a foothold for him. That was a hang up for
Jesus
him.
Jesus knew that.
Yeah.
When you hear Jesus' voice and he's telling you to give something away, your house, your car, mm-hmm. a certain part of your 401k, and you don't listen, that's when wealth becomes sinful.
Right.
And that is the message that Jesus had to that guy, saying, because you won't do that, you don't really take me seriously.
Mm. Yeah, I know in scripture it says that he went away sad.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and man, I like to think that maybe eventually he was able to let go of that and become a follower of Christ. We don't know what happened to him.
You don't hear anything like on his way home, right. He thought about this. Yeah. And, yeah.
And we don't, true. But I think that's a really good depiction of what most Americans deal with.
Yeah.
Just that struggle of letting go.
But it's hearing the voice of God, and it's being in tune mm-hmm. with God that is so important. Not only obeying his voice, but we got to put ourselves in a position to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Because how can we obey somebody that we never hear?
Mm-hmm.
A voice that we never hear. And so I think there's a point where we need to put ourselves in that position, that posture, where our relationship and calling on the Holy Spirit and relying on the Holy Spirit, because we need to allow him to speak in order to listen. And like the $50 bill that I talked about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always every day waking up with the prayer, God, use me today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speak to me. Your spirit can speak to me. The presence of Jesus is available to us all. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So speak to me and help me to listen and obey when you do. And right. So everything, I could be in a grocery store, hey, pay for this person's groceries in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in Perkins, leave a $50 tip on a $20 bill. I do it.
Yeah.
It's the point where I say, no, I need that $50 for me, for mm-hmm. this sake.
Right,
then
right.
That's where it becomes unhealthy.
And I like that you brought that up, because a little later on in today, I wanted to ask you if there were some daily practices or ways that you remain or abide in Christ. And like that was a perfect example right there, waking up every day with the prayer of, God, what do you want me to do with this wealth today or with what I have? Are there some other examples that maybe on a different topic? Just a daily practice that you use to stay connected, to hear his voice.
Well, I look in the mirror every day, and a lot of people will hear me talk about mirror moments.
Okay.
Where I hear a quote or a verse,
mm-hmm.
and I put it on my mirror. I have three different quotes right now on my mirror. One of them is, time is valuable, mm-hmm. so spend it wisely because you can't get it back.
Mm.
And so every day when I look in the mirror to wash my face, do my hair, I see that quote that reminds me, man, today's valuable. Take advantage of every moment. And always when I go to work, on my way, I don't turn on the radio. There's no noise. There's no podcast that I like to listen to. It's 12 minutes that I have to, God, as I'm going to work, give me what I need and the response that I need to further your kingdom and help me to obey. That's when I get my mind right from home to work. And then on my way home from work to when on my way,
mm-hmm.
I don't listen to anything there either, because, okay, I need to go home and be present with my family. So, Father, keep my mind right where I can be a good husband and a good father to those people that you have blessed me with in my house.
Right.
And so not listening to the radio and keeping in silence and constant prayer, it's 24 minutes every single day that I can make sure I'm in tune. I also do fasts.
Mm-hmm.
When I know something's coming up, a decision has to be made, or I'm in some special counseling session, I always fast for it, because during those times, I don't, like this, when I preach, I don't eat breakfast or do anything, even if I'm hungry,
mm-hmm.
because I want it to be God's strength when I preach. So I won't have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
before I preach. I'll have water, maybe something to drink, but I will not eat breakfast before I preach.
That's really interesting. And those are some great daily practices. I think we struggle to find how to carve out that time. Because I think if you asked anybody, they'd say, man, yeah, I want to pray more. Or I want to just be in God's presence more.
You can always find the time. You can always find the time. I'm too busy to. Yeah. You can always find the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you rotate your quotes on the mirror? Or is it like there are the three that you really love to say to yourself, and that's what you keep on the mirror?
Yeah, those three are now, but when I do hear something, I will put them on. I usually don't take them down. I usually don't rotate them.
Okay, so they're, you know, longer duration, more for the season of life that you're in.
Yeah. And if I want to, yeah, I could, because, I mean, that's ingrained in me, but we forget, you know, with our minds, with the capacity that we have sometimes. You just need a constant reminder. So I don't do that. I more so add rather than rotate.
Got it. Very neat. Well, I was just going to ask, are there any other self-assessments or checks that you put in place to make sure that you're on target?
Accountability.
Check your spiritual pulse. Okay. Talk about that a little bit.
So I have an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. We try to meet every week. We do a decent job at it. But in those meetings, we, you know, put our ministry decisions aside. It's another pastor. And we dig into our personal life with how we're doing, how's your marriage. And it's just a check to know that this week I'm going to have to answer to somebody who's going to challenge me to be my better self. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that accountability keeps me strong throughout the week, that, man, I don't want to tell this person that I failed, you know? So it just, in my mind. And also, we tell each other our blind spots.
Right.
Because I can't improve if I don't know what I need to improve on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our self-assessments, if we're going to self, it's hard to do that.
That's true.
Because a lot of people aren't self-aware unless they're having somebody tell them, hey, your language you use, your tone you use at times is a little abrasive. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, I need to watch my tone. And so that's what that accountability partner is.
Yeah. And if you're listening today and you want a little bit of structure and you want to start an accountability relationship, like we have cards here for men and for women.
Sure.
Get together with another guy or get together with another girl. We've got cards we can give you. So just get
we'll resource
you. Yeah, we'll help you out with that.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Is there kind of a final thought that you want to leave with listeners this week?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the listeners are like, oh, there's so much already to ponder. But we can make things too complicated sometimes. Mm-hmm. Where the last point is rest on Jesus. Maybe some people with a mirror moment, you need to put, I got this, God. There's an election coming up in 2 weeks. People are freaking out about it. I got this. God, I got this. We're to do our civic duty for sure, but I got this.
Right.
Yeah.
That rest in God. Awesome.
Rest in him. Trust him.
Well, thanks for your time, Pastor Brandon. And thanks for connecting with us on CWC Dive Deep. If you value the time you've spent here today, join our mission to invest in others by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. And join us next week as we continue the discussion of love God, love people. If you missed past episodes, check those out on cwc.life and have a great week.